KEAWUO. You know, and that's what I did when I wanted to get a Cisco phone, and I had the, you know, the one that everybody suggests, the Cisco 525 G2. And I got that, and I was a little underwhelmed by it, and I really wanted something a little bit nicer and a little bit newer, so I went over to the, you know, the Hoyt Wiki and looked at what phones they had how-to guide for, and I saw the Cisco, you know, CP8861, or I think it was just the 88,000 series was on there, and then I did a bunch of homework to figure out, you know, because there's like kind of two flavors of that phone. You can't just get any Cisco 88, it has to be the multi-provision phone, or also known as 3PCC, and I think that's like third-party provisioning, something or other. But yeah, I don't know. And you know, it's different than the CUCV. I think is like the Cisco Universal VoIP, whatever. And if you get one of those phones, you really have, you really struggle to convert that to a multi-provision phone. But if you get a 3PPC version, then it works well. And so that I would suggest, you know, for your next phone is to grab something from their list. But I think the Alinks will work. I know Paul, right? Local Paul, you know Paul. He has the Yalink 46S, I think he said. And then I have a Yalink 46U right here that we use at work, and that's got Vonage, and I'm, you know, pretty sure it's ZIP. And I think the Yalinks are really good for that type of stuff, but they're not, you know, they're China, you know. I like the Ciscos just because that's, you know, you look at the president's desk, that's what he's using. And so I don't know. I nerd out too much.